the golf manager of the Mollymook Golf Club. It is Barry West. Good morning.
Morning, Riley. How are you?
Yeah, going great. Awesome news for our region and, of course, awesome news for Mollymook Golf Club.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, we've been looking forward to trying to get a large event here for some time. And finally, we've secured one that'll bring a lot of people into the region. So it's great.
And so this is your first big event like this that you've ever held?
No, we've had some senior professional events. We've had one every year, excluding the last couple for obvious reasons, but we've had one for about 7 years, and we've been lucky enough we won the Australian PGA Legends Tournament of the Year after we hosted the Australian PGA Senior PGA Championship back in 2015.
So, wow.
Yeah, we have a pro event each year for the senior professionals, but this is the first open one for people of any age, and the benefit of this one is for both men and women.
Oh, awesome.
Great. Talk us through the regional open series, mate, and just what it's all about.
Yeah, sure. The regional series is a way to qualify for the New South Wales Open, which is the state's premier, the main event, I should say, for golf. So if you finish in the top three at any of these regional events, you then automatically qualify straight into the field for the New South Wales Open next year. And that tournament is worth about $400,000 in prize money, so that's certainly worth getting into. But for our tournament here, we've got $50,000 in prize money, which is great. It's going to attract a lot of big names to play. The first day, it's over 3 days. The first day is a pro-am event where we have about 30 pros and elite amateurs playing with our members. And, you know, if any other members from around the region want to play, we might be able to get them a spot as well. So there's pro-am on the first day, and then the tournament is on the Tuesday the 13th and Wednesday the 14th of December, which is the actual South Coast Open. So that's when there's a field of 120. There'll be 80 professionals and 40 elite amateurs, including men and women, teed up to all play for the $50,000 in prize money.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful.
It's going to be a great chance to see some up-and-coming talent.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we've got we're lucky here. We've got two of the best golfers in Australia. So they're both in America at the moment. Young Jai Halls, he's only 17, so he's just played in the IMG Junior World Championships, where he finished second in the individual event, and he represented Australia, and they won the team event. And also we've got Kelsey Bennett, and she's doing great things in the States. So she won a regional qualifying for the U.S. Women's Amateur Championship, which is next week in Washington. So she's over there at the moment, but they'll be both back home for this South Coast Open, so there'll be a couple of the favourites to beat.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I've got to ask, how's the course looking, and will there be a period of time where the course is closed because of the tournament?
No, it'll be just closed for those 3 days, for the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but no, we won't be closing it beforehand. We'll put in a bit of, there'll certainly be a bit of extra activity with the green staff in the months leading up. To be honest, obviously, we've had a bad run, the same as everyone else, weather-wise, for the last few months, so we're just hoping to get a little bit of dry weather would be nice, because it's raining down this way again today, unfortunately. But the members are still out there playing in the rain, so they're enjoying.
Any excuse to still get out in the golf course, mate.
A bit of rain won't stop them.
No, for sure.
That's right.
I got to ask, right. What's the toughest hole on your course?
The hardest hole, as the course plays, is the third hole, which is a sort of a sharp dogleg around a corner. You've got to really shape your ball off the tee, sort of right to left off the tee, and then you've got to shape your second shot left to right into the green, because it's guarded by trees on the right side. So it plays quite tough. You've got to hit two really super shots to hit the green, and then, if you can make par there, you've done well.
Excellent. And look, give us a plug for the Mollymook Golf Club. Why should people come and play golf there?
Well, most people know it's rated in the top 100 in Australia. Pretty much doesn't get much better than that, so it's quite unique. We actually have two courses here. If people haven't been here before, we've got our 18-hole championship course at Hilltop, and then a couple of K's down the road, we've got our 9-hole beachside course, which last year we just spent $1 million renovating. So we've put all new greens, all new tees, new green surrounds down there, and that's going well. So that's a course where you can bring your whole family in play. It's only 1,200 metres long, the 9-hole course, and it's really fun to play. So the golf rounds around there have actually doubled since we've done that, since we shortened the course. So it's great. We've got sort of the best of both worlds, for beginners up to very good players.
Oh, for sure. And look, where can people find out more information about the Mollymook Golf Club?
If you just want to go to our website, that's the first place to start, mollymookgolf.com.au. And there's plenty of info on there about both golf courses and our magnificent clubhouse down on the beach there. So it's the place to be, so to speak.
Beautiful.
Sounds like it.
It does sound like it. Regional Open Series coming our way to the Mollymook Golf Club in December. The golf manager of the Mollymook Golf Club, Barry West, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.